Peace.
It's hot off the wire with Al Freeda.
Reporting live from the block, man.
Hot off the wire is brought to you by WeFixMoney.com. Their nationwide network of lenders can get you up to $1,000 fast. Don't wait. Get the cash you need from WeFixMoney.com. That is WeFixMoney.com. I told you the other day that the Drake, Chris Brown beef done over. Pictures everywhere of them two hanging out. But now looks like Drake and Big Sean, or actually Kendrick, are going at it because of Big Sean's control and what Kendrick Lamar put on it. He took a jab at Drizzy during his performance at the BET Hip Hop Awards Cypher. Kendrick rapped that, quote, nothing's been the same since they dropped Control. He went on to say that his Control verse, quote, tucked a sensitive rapper back in his pajama clothes.
Wow.
End quote. Now, he ain't got to go at him like that. You can see the cypher for yourself when BET airs it on October 15th. Outkast rapper Big Boi and his wife Sherlita are done. Let me tell you something. I didn't know she looked that young. They have an 18-year-old child together. I had no idea. They also have a 12-year-old child. She wants child support, alimony, half of their stuff.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she wants all that. Which, you know, she's probably going to get it.
Breaking up.
Big Sean and Naya Rivera are now engaged. Now, the two have only been dating about 6 months. You might remember they met earlier this year at his party. And then they started flirting over Twitter, and then it all started from there. So, yeah, be careful about that Twitter, boy. He must be really in love, though, because he told E! That every morning he wakes up, he realizes that he's winning so hard. That is such a sweet thing for a guy to say about his woman. Game keeping the door open for a possible record deal with Cash Money Records. It could happen. He says he's leaning towards a deal with them now that his contract with Interscope Records is finished. Soup said he's finished, and that's wrong.
Oh, wow.
He had a hot record this year.
I didn't say that.
What was that record he had that was hot this year?
Which one?
Game
what,
had
Celebration? I don't know.
You act like there
the
was
one
a
you
lot
bought?
Of he had one. He had a hot record. He played it. It was hot. A concert promoter is suing Rick Ross, Meek Mill, Wale, Omarion, and Staly for bailing on a London concert this year. This fool sent them the money first. I mean, you probably ain't gonna see me. If you sent me the money first, just know you probably ain't gonna see me. He wants the $100,000 he gave Rick Ross,
wow,
the $40,000 he gave Meek Mill, the $35,000 he gave Wale up front. Plus, he spent over $93,000 on airfare and other expenses. He wanted it all back.
Wow. Omarion, no one else got money?
I didn't see what he gave Omarion.
Jeez, they just
had to
eat.
Give him some.
I ain't see it on
meal
here.
They got a first class plane.
Nah, I ain't see that.
Room.
I ain't see that on
sneakers
here.
Sneakers and a t-shirt.
Jay, they probably just threw him in. No, I'm just playing. Y'all know Omarion's our boy. Don't do that. J. Cole, Wale, Meek Mill, A$AP Ferg teaming up with Axe Body. They got a concert series starting in New Orleans on October 17th. Lupe Fiasco hitting the road as well. That starts November 2nd in Georgia, Atlanta. K. Michelle hitting the road for her first headlining tour. We're going to have to see how this happens. It kicks off next month in San Francisco. Bad news for Blair Underwood. Ironside only drew 6.8 million views.
Oh, no.
Did you, yeah, you watched it?
It only got a 1.4 rating. Here's the thing. It's NBC's lowest rated fall drama debut ever.
Ever?
In life. Abbott. Wait a minute, Abbott. I'm not done. Don't be trying to rush me. We're on Baby Watch. I already told you about Beyonce and Tiny. Now they're saying Kerry Washington is pregnant. Did y'all see Scandal?
Yeah.
You saw
yes
it? Was it good?
It was good. It was good.
Was it great? Was it great? Make it you want to watch the rest?
People hype it up way too much.
Yeah,
but it was still
but
great.
It was still good.
All right, really quickly. Beyonce covers the next month's edition of Marie Claire Australia. Naomi Campbell looking eternally young on the cover of Net-A-Porter. On the Tube, Ricky Smiley Show on TV. Well, I'm not done. Nelly's on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno.
Wow.
And new in theaters today, let's see, Runner.
No, you're
Justin
done.
Timberlake and Ben Affleck's in that. Gravity with Sandra Bullock and George Clooney. Parkland, that's with Zac Efron. And 12 Years a Slave is out, so go check that out. I'm Alfreda's. It's hot off the wire. For more stuff, go to the restaurantmorningshow.com. Hey, I got it.